It's time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Oh, good evening. Welcome once again, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Roy Masters, and I'm going to do a program this evening, so get ready to fasten your seatbelts. I'm going to take on science. I'm going to kick their butt. They just awarded a Nobel Prize to three people. I'll mention their names later. For discovering that the universe is expanding and accelerating. Now, you may be surprised why I, as an amateur, have more common sense in my little finger than they have giving this Nobel Prize. They gave a prize to our president, Obama. What did he do? Nothing. So what are they doing giving this prize to these people when their whole statement itself is contradiction? So that's one thing. The next thing, I'm going to split a second into two parts. A split second. A millionth of a second, I'll show you how to split it in two parts. But this one applies to your personal life. I can show you how to split a moment into two parts, but both parts end up not the way you think. And if you did not split that second up into two parts, you see, this is really ridiculous, but it's not when you finally explain it to you. I'm setting up a program, so be a little bit scientific. And then we'll talk about time and the moment and how careful you must be not to split it into two parts and have two wrong outcomes. I mean, to destroy your life completely so that you can never get anything right. That the only luck you'll ever get is bad luck. And if you can keep that second sacrosanct. And we'll talk about that. That will make you perfect. Then we'll talk about becoming perfect. Now you're going to say to me, are you perfect? I will ask you, well, I'll tell you if you can tell me what perfect is. So if you'd like to call me up and say, I know what perfect is, then don't question me about what I'm about to say. If you don't know what it is, you can't argue. Now, same thing of gravity. I've written a book on gravity-driven universe. I claim I know what gravity is and know how matter is made. And on the basis of the fact that I have proven myself with the post-traumatic stress disorder, the only person on this planet that knows how to fix it, if there is another person, please step forward. But it's not in America. And it's not in the psychiatric community. It doesn't exist. Now, if I may be so bold as to push myself forward and brag a little bit, because the news media won't pick that up. I will send you, by the way, I think we could... Paul, can we put this article up for that was written in WorldNet Daily so that people can download it for $50? Yeah, so they... A way of making a little money, or maybe we can just download it for free. We just download it for free because it's given to us free. And we have rights of reproduction. So if you can put that down, when can you do that? Okay, tomorrow. Well, I'm going to give you an article that's it's backed up by army psychiatrists and generals. So in case you didn't get the news, you can spread it one to another and see what I'm saying, that even though a person, you know, who was it? Many people have invented the cure for illnesses. Like, who was it that, it just comes to me, but I can't remember. Doctors used to go from woman to woman, with not washing their hands while delivering babies, and half the women died. And there was a doctor, and somebody can actually help me on that. And I'm just taking from my own mental archives, which are not very accurate, but it took many years, 20, 30 years, before he could convince them of such a thing as germs and to get them to wash their hands before delivering the next baby. No, it wasn't Louis Pasteur. No, you can't guess on this one. So somebody might want to help me on it, but no, it's not a disease. It's delivering babies. My producer is saying, well, it was the disease. No, it's delivery of babies. And the discovery that, you know, that they needed to wash their hands because that was the cause of half the women dying on delivering the babies. Just washing their hands. How hard it was to convince the medical profession. Now I have the same problem with post-traumatic stress disorder. No, the military...
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Call Roy at 800-866-8883 between the hours of 9 p.m. and 11 p.m. West Coast time.
It's got to be connected. Hello, everyone. Welcome once again to the program. My name is Roy Masters. I started my broadcast today with on a new note. I remember not long ago that President Obama got the Nobel Prize for nothing. That was propaganda. That was very clever. He did nothing. Never has. If anything, he's reason behind why it was happening all to our country. But anyway, I'm just making the point about the Nobel Prize, that people get it for nothing. And just recently came to my attention that the Nobel Prize was given to three people, Adam Rice, Brian Schmidt, and Saul Perimuter, Perimuter, for the discovery of accelerating expansion of the universe. Now, you really don't need to be very smart to know something wrong with that. Scientists just recently kind of gave up trying to convince us all that, you know, that the world was heating up and we had to spend lots and lots and lots of money. You could hire scientists. You could have all kinds of propaganda. And I warn you, you've got to be very careful about what you are made to believe, because the media is in control. There are forces in control of how we think and what is presented as right and wrong. For example, how can abortion be simple? I want to bring it up, but how can anyone thinking of killing a baby in its mother's womb, or even just when it's ready to come out, to put a screwdriver in the back of the baby's back while it's still a baby and then not call it a baby? It isn't a baby anymore. It's dead. It's a corpse. You can call it what you like, but then they say it's a corpse, and that means it's not a baby. You've got to be careful of this doublespeak. You've got to be very careful of the media. They're very, very dangerous. You've got to be very, very careful about sending your kids to schools other than ones with common sense. You don't want to send them to school where they don't allow, where 70 or 80% of the faculty are communist or liberal. No difference. A liberal, there's a kind of liberal who is a decent kind of person. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people who've been brainwashed, who do the brainwashing. And the brainwashing is in science, too. The brainwashing is everywhere. The Big Bang, for example, well, nobody can explain it. But I'm going to make a hole in it right now. And I'm going to make a hole in it because I'm an amateur. And I'm not supposed to be this smart, because this smart is really stupid. And whoever gave them the Nobel Prize is going to be even more stupid than me. Now, the most important discovery, one of the most important scientific discovery of the last quarter, it says in the National Geographic, of the 20th century, is awarded to these people. What does this mean? What does discovery mean? This is more important than discovery of the structure of DNA. What does it mean? Why is the accelerated expansion of the universe so important? And why do they hold fast to the Big Bang? Because that's included. You don't have to read the whole article. Do me a favor. I scammed it. And those are the two points. Big Bang, accelerating universe. Now, I'm going to have a little fun with you just a minute, and I'm going to get on to, you know, me splitting the unforgiving second into two parts. And I will talk to you about that. This is something more to do with your life and how you can deal with life better, and so that everything comes out right and doesn't come out wrong. Are you ready for this? Now, Professor, where are you? Is there any professor out there? I've tried this with psychiatry and psychology, and no one's ever fought me on my achievements, if I may say so. Achievements means it's a gift from God to me, through me to you. That's all it means. It's not especially clever if God teaches you and shows you the way. You're not especially clever if you believe in God will heal you and you get healed. It's not you that does the healing. If I can get you to believe that God forgives you, and that's all you need, you stop struggling with yourself and you get better. Because you struggling with yourself means you are playing God and you're trying to save yourself from yourself. See, so this is not. I'm just saying this is not. You know, it's not Einsteinian stuff. It's not rocket science. Well, I'm going to talk about rocket science. Now, what is the first law of motion? Does anybody know what the first law of motion is? I've written a book, by the way. You need to read this book, Gravity Driven Universe. If I'm right, 1 year from now, you could have spaceships rising from the ground, extracting the energy from the gravitational pressure, not a pull, pressure, and the pressure being on their surfaces being relieved. They rise off the ground silently, like in the movies, and they move off slowly but surely, 1G, 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 accelerating, there's the word accelerating, faster and faster and faster, so everybody in the spacecraft experiences no movement at all because it's always 1G. But that means it's going faster and faster and faster. You need to keep that 1G accelerating before, pretty soon you're at the speed of light, but that's easy because if the energy you get is from the field, gravity, the gravity equivalence, the resistance to forward motion, the equal and opposite forward resistance to forward motion is also gravity. Call it gravity equivalence if you want to, but that could be absorbed and turned into electrical force propulsion. And pretty soon you go beyond the speed of light because it means you're using the forward motion's energy to blow it out the back like an octopus blows out, goes fast underwater or a jet airplane goes faster than the speed of the air would otherwise allow. See? Now, what is this? Now, what is this about accelerating universe? Now, you can expand a universe and I won't argue with you if you can say the universe is expanding. But when you say the universe is expanding and accelerating, you have a problem with Roy Masters. And I want to be the one that says it. And if you want to criticize me, if there's any physicists out there who want to criticize me, I'm willing to take you on. I'm going to give a lecture at Corvallis University, and I think it's online, so you can actually hear it. It's 1 o'clock on Saturday, this coming Saturday. So you may hear a lot of boring people other than me, but I'll be there. And I won't have much time to say what I'm going to say, but I'm going to say not this. I'll just start off with this. Now, here is the question. If you fired a bullet from a gun, it accelerates, right? But then it begins to slow down. What if the point where it would have slowed down, suddenly, for no reason, it took off and got faster and faster and faster? What would you think? Okay. Do you answer the question? Okay, you fire a rocket from the ground. And so as soon as the rocket is expanded, it's propulsion force. What would you think if the rocket went off faster and faster and faster by itself? What would common sense tell you? Does anybody? But do you want to call me and tell me, or is it obvious? Is there something beyond science we don't know about? I don't think so. I think Newton's law, unless Newton's been overturned, says simply what anybody understands. And it goes like this. If you do not add force to a body, it cannot accelerate. If you do not put your foot on the pedal and accelerate your car and give it gas, it cannot accelerate. Okay. Now, you have to have energy to accelerate. Otherwise, it cannot accelerate. Now, you know that. Now, the Big Bang is an explosive force. So the first thoughts were that the Big Bang will slow down because, after all, it's just a Big Bang. What does a firecracker do? It expands and then it collapses. It does that, doesn't it? That's what a Big Bang is. It doesn't supply new energy, but an expanding universe, an accelerating universe, expanding I can get. Maybe we're in the business, we're in the process of the expansion. I get it. There's a Big Bang, and so we got, we can see 16 billion light years ahead, but it's a Big Bang, and it's a bigger bang than anything you can imagine, but it's still expanding. But then, unless you add energy to it, if you add energy to it, only can it accelerate. It expands, yes, but something must be added to it to accelerate. And if you don't, it cannot accelerate. Now, what this does to the Big Bang, it says, goodbye, Big Bang. There's energy coming into the universe, and now they're going to have to think. Now, because I bring this to their attention, they've got to think of a new, other beginning of the universe other than a Big Bang that has no explanation. They have to explain where the energy is coming from to accelerate, which it cannot do. I want someone to argue with me. By the way, I do have a program on Saturdays. I won't be able to do it on Saturday, but on Saturdays we have a program at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. It's actually 6 minutes after 5. And you can actually listen to Gravity Driven Universe, and you can actually listen to it there if you want to. So I just want to say that for a second. Now, I haven't had any calls yet on the subject, so don't worry. You can't answer the question, nor can the physicists, because they can't fight with me on this one. It's not possible. They just shot a hole in their foot. But what they want to do is they want to show how clever they are, but they've got no God in this equation. I say there must be a God in the equation. That's why you need to read my book, because my book is divided into two parts. One part is for the physicist. If I'm right, we have spacecraft. And the second part is gravity-driven universe, but it's called Finding God Beyond Gravitation. See how I put it? Gravitation is filled the universe. And I want my physicist friends out there listening to understand that when I talk about gravity, universal gravity, I do not think of it the way you do. And I won't go into that right now. I do not think of it the way you do. So universal gravity is a force field out there. And you cannot enter into this discussion by thinking gravity is a pull. You cannot. You cannot go where I go. But the way you're going, thinking gravity is a pull, you will never be able to fight me in an argument, because you don't know what gravity is. To start with, if I asked you what gravity was, you couldn't tell me, so you couldn't tell me if I was wrong or not. Anyway, that's all I want to tell you. Let me see now. There it is. Dr. Alexander Gordon, 1752 to 1799, warned that the disease, it was from the 1600s to the late 1800s, the majority of childbirth fever cases were caused by doctors themselves. With no knowledge of germs, doctors did not believe hand washing was needed. Dr. Alexander Gordon warned that the disease was transmitted from one case to another by midwives and doctors. As early as 1843, Dr. Oliver Wendell Holmes advocated hand washing to prevent childbed fever. Anyway, you know how many people died through those years because they would not believe this man was telling the truth? Now, I'm doing the same thing with post-traumatic stress disorder. You don't have this. The 118,000 or 110,000 men that commit suicide every year right now, 18 a day at least, and growing, would not have to commit suicide if I get my CD, and I can't get enough money to keep them all supplied. I'll run out. I've already sent out 65,000, and that's as much as I can do. And I'm not getting much more in. So perhaps perhaps a cup of cappuccino, you could spare that. If you could all spare a cup of cappuccino once a week and send in that money every month to the foundation, I can resume my work. I'm doing my best. I've got some in reserve, and I've got an ad running somewhere else. You don't even know where it is. But the point is, I have an ad running, hoping to make something. If you hear my ad on the website, it's mine. Just 30 seconds. If you or a loved one are angry and frustrated and have stress, have PTSD, then you need to call this number. Because the military say that it has a fantastic phenomenon. The soldiers are getting better. That's not exactly what it says, but I can't remember the words exactly. But anyway, now the second part here, and I have another scientific thing, but I'll save that for another time. But I just want you to know that you just can't believe what they say, because a lot of it's propaganda, and much of it in science is sort of like secular science. They use science to help you. They use art also knock out the ability of art, the art form, to transmit virtue and the knowledge of God and good from generation to another. What you have is perverted art in much of these art galleries and museums lately. So everything, music's perverted, everything's perverted. And so our country's falling apart. And the media is the medium of, and the schools and the universities are agents of change. And the kind of people, there's certain kinds of people that hate freedom. Literally, people hate freedom. You find people who hate freedom in your own house. A lot of mental illness is caused by parents who demoralize their children through their impatience. How many times have I said impatient parents murder their children's soul? Now, how many of you out there have experienced impatient parent? And how many of you have been broken by it? And how many of you grown up trying not to be impatient, but find yourself with an impatient, angry spouse because you're feeding yourself to them like you did when you were a child? Because you don't want to be like them. So the only choice you have is to you don't want to be a bully, so the only choice you have is a coward. Now I come to my second part of my discussion. I said, how do we deal with a second? What if in each second of your life, whenever you meet some stress, that you overreact, and all of a sudden that something happens in that split second where you fall to one side or the other? And how many of you know that you've only got two choices when you react? Now listen very carefully, because I'm going to give you the root, the heart of every suffering and misery on earth, and there is no other than this as a beginning seedling. Passes from generation to generation, and the administration that you have is using this knowledge to demoralize and enslave America. A system of strategic shocks. A system of strategic shocks that you experience as a child, strategic shocks in a school, teachers looking down your nose, calling you stupid, you know, especially the bright ones. The aim is especially the bright ones, just like Hitler blamed all the problems of the stupid Germans, yes, on the innocent. And the masses are cowards. There's always a latent, repressed hostility towards the over-strictness of German parenting. So it's not hard to find a scapegoat to take your frustrations out on them. And then Hitler was able to give them a scapegoat by burning down the Reichstag and making everybody angry and turning that anger towards the minority. It's always the angry, hateful majority that is used by tyrants towards the minority. And even in your home, you may be the minority of one because you're bright and you're more innocent than the pigs in your family, in all the angry ones and the people who suck up to the parent. Those are the ones that get the love, those who suck up to government. Now you see where I'm going with this. So I don't want to be political, but I just want to make a point now. Every time you react, every fraction of a second, it's only a fraction of a second when a bully, when something comes your way that is unconsciously, perhaps unconsciously, but in politics it's consciously, and in wicked parents and in wicked teachers and in wicked authorities, it's all a conscious thing. You can call it conscious, such as the consciousness is. But it has a hatred of good, and when it sees innocence, it's like a vampire wants to destroy it and devour it, wants to put that light out in that child. And so if you have been hurt, if your father or mother try to kill you or demoralize you or degrade you and set you up to fail and make you feel stupid, if the teacher's done it, if they have either one or two things, they're infected to infect and destroy you. They are a clone. There are a system of clones out there in positions of political power, of managerial power, of corporation power. Wherever you fire it, where power is more important than money. When people have enough money, when they think money is power, but when they get to money and they've got all the money they want, they will spend that money and buy that power. That's what you have up there, greedy, fat, wicked people all over the world. The world is rife with socialism. Socialism is a grab for power, and so taking away from those who work and giving it to those who cannot work, and using all the lies and the rhetoric and all the fictitious science to make you believe that you don't know what you see. And there I'm going. I'm finished right now. I'll be back in a minute. All right, now, I don't know if this place is a space this ad break is good for my commercial because not everybody gets it, but I can fill in this few minutes by saying to you, if you could learn not to react, you'd never make a mistake. Even the mistakes would turn into something good. I'll continue this idea in just a few minutes. It is the fact that you could be made to react since the day you were born. So reaction is the only way you know how to deal with things. And never will you draw a same breath. So let's say you become successful. You won't be happy with that. You can't have enough success to fill the hole that anger produced. You've been split. The only other role you can play is submission. Most people submit because good people don't want to hurt anybody, so the only choice is left to them. So they think submission, going along, people pleasing is good. No, it's not. It's part you're actually part of a problem. You're actually a part of a problem when you people please, when you go along with a bully, or keep them from being a bully, or to think you can tame a bully by being nice to them, acquiescing to them. You cannot. All you do is feed yourself to that. And therefore, every appeaser is part of a sick system. I want you to know that. So, I have a CD called Be Still and Know. And you can go to the web, you can go to Amazon and get a copy. Or we get more money if you download it from our website. Would you go to my website, fhu.com, please? And I promise you something. Not everybody can be helped. But most people can. It's most people when it comes to military. It works for most of them. And rarely not. But when it comes to civilians, well, then they're not the same caliber as the military who die for freedom, what's right, give their life for you. You're too busy smoking and doping up and having fun and going from one wife to another or whatever. But so, no, you don't have that. You worship people who sing songs and do nothing but sing songs and please you. They make a lot of money while soldiers are dying at the front, and you could care less. All right, now, let me give you the address of the. Let me give you the address of the foundation. It's post office. Well, that's my post office box number. It's post office box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon. Since I started off making a mistake, post office box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Please support the troops with your tax-deductible donations. Thank you. But the website is fhu.com, Foundation of Human Understanding. I'm not going to post this concept of, acceleration of universe. Universe cannot accelerate unless you add energy to it. And if you add energy to it, you don't have a Big Bang. You have something that's supplying that energy like a rocket. See? It's an energy source. And there was evidence. They've actually shot themselves in the foot and said there's no Big Bang. There's a source of energy for the universe. I wonder what that could be. Huh. Well, anyway, you get my book, A Gravity-Driven Universe, and find out.
Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
This is Advice Line program number K6715. That's K6715. To order a copy of this program or to order additional materials, please call the FHU office at 1-800-877-3227 from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time.
Now, I will tell you this. There is no cure for war. There's no cure for psychiatric problems. There is no cure for all the problems, the medical problems that rise from the psychiatric problem. There is no cure for anything on earth The whole earth is filled with misery. And if you see happiness, it's only fake happiness for a while. There are a few people that get it, and but few of those that find it. I think God spoke to Isaiah and said, go to my people and tell them they're not living right, but they won't believe you. And Isaiah said, I think it was Isaiah, and he says, but Lord, why are you telling me to go to my people when you know they won't believe it? He says, it's only for the few people that will believe it. That's all that matters. And Jesus said the same thing. Narrow is the way and few are those that find it. The whole country is on the wrong path. The whole country. Now, not that the whole country is bad, but what I call the Tea Party patriots, they do not understand what is arrayed against them. They do not understand psychological warfare. And don't know. I keep saying it. They already target with it. There's a declaration of war in the streets already. The war has been. You've been outcasted already as terrorists, like the Jews. All you need is a shock, like something happening to the president, that his own people would do. Something happening like Hitler Germany. Hitler caused the Reichstag, which is, in case you didn't know history, it was a government building, a famous one. And then he torched it. He got his people to torch it, to be accurate. And then he blamed it on the Jews that did nothing. And that's how it began. And once it began, it would not stop. Now, you are going to have to learn to deal, not to react to this. You're going to have to learn to how I want to teach you, show you how it's done, how to be impervious to stress. Not everybody will make that, but most people could believe me, but not be able to do it. What you need is a leader who understands this, like Ronald Reagan. He understood this. He was called Teflon President because you couldn't penetrate him. He was a penetrator because you couldn't penetrate him. See, in other words, the spiritual law is that if you try to intimidate, to overcome, to beat, to use the usual social engineering technique that is common in society, but it be perfected by the Russians in the early part of the last century. If you try to do that with Jesus, who do you think was the threat? Who do you think was the persecutor? Was it Jesus or was it Rome or the rabbis? Who was the one doing the persecution? I tell you, it's the man on the cross. He was persecuting them by his very existence. They could not handle it. And they were afraid that his truth would spread. So they killed him. Ha! He says, don't be afraid of those who kill the body. Be afraid of those who kill the soul. Many are those who do that, and many are those who are suffering from psychological disorders that will ruin their life and ruin their health, and there is no cure for that. There is no cure for psychopathological disorder. You call it psychosomatic, whatever you want, but it affects. But you don't understand what I'm. Maybe you don't understand what I'm saying. Pavlov. Beyond Pavlov, they discovered, he actually discovered it, that not only did it affect the game he played with a dog's mind by ringing a bell while the dog was eating, and then after a while ringing a bell to summon the dog to eat, and the dog's salivary glands, his mouth watered, see, in other words, they were triggered by the bell and not the food. So something other than food was taking over this dog, but it went much deeper. It found that it can affect the pathology of a person, what diseases you get, how much control you can have over your entire body. So In psychological warfare, you've got post-traumatic stress disorder. If you can stress the armies to sufficiently, you can get the person to kill himself without even saying it. Just create enough stress on a person, that person will want to kill himself because something gets inside them and makes them kill themselves. They don't understand. Nobody understands the spiritualness of warfare. Very few people understand the spiritualness of the suffering in our society and how we do it to each other. We do unto others as that was done unto us rather than doing unto others, as we would have them do unto you. Excuse me, I've been talking all day. I've been everywhere today solving problems, and I've maybe running out of steam. So I may have to go off the air after a little while, but I'll try to wing it for a little while longer. Look, it's very important that you understand that even the churches, there's a church in town here, is run by a progressive Marxist. He has the biggest church in town with three crosses on the front. The biggest one. And he's preaching there. But he's keeping them slaves. He's keeping them thinking they're Christians. He's perverting the religion, and they don't even know it. They're not getting any better. This man doesn't like me. But a lot of them like that. Everything in America is rife with corruption. Don't you see that? Now, I'm going to show you how to... Now here's the word. I hesitate to say it because it's not accurate. But let me use it just for the want of a better wording. Then I'll try to explain later. Self-cure. In other words, you have it within yourself to fix everything. Well, almost everything. I can't give you a new leg yet. Say, but the body will right itself if what is in the brain of the body doesn't trick you into struggling to save yourself and worrying and just struggling to doubting what you know is right and thinking that it's your thinking and thinking that, or trusting other people, trusting a doctor to save you. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't go to a doctor, because there are times you do need one, and from the early stages you may need one, but as you get older, you'll see not to depend upon the medicine, but more depend upon what's going wrong in your life and righting the wrongs of your spirit. And so it's transcending your thought process so that you can actually look at your thoughts as it was somebody else's thought. And you know what? It is. Your thoughts are not your thoughts. Your thoughts are cycling and recycling in a monkey brain. And you cannot consult those thoughts for answers to the problems of your life. It's good that you have skills and thoughts and disciplines, but they will not solve the problem of life's meaning and purpose, because I don't care how good you are at anything, in the end of it all, if you're not well inside and you are feeling inferior and lost and you're overcompensating by being the very best person on earth and doing scientific miracles and everybody loves you and you're dying from cancer. Or you throw yourself off the top of a building because you lose all your money. You accumulate all that money and suddenly you lost it all. And it's all that you're made of that money. That you are made of the substance, the essence of what it means. It's a sort of like a salvation. You feel better and better and better. The more you make, the more. But same with drinking, same with drugs. But look at all the poisons that are injected into your system that you call lifestyles. These lifestyles is a pursuit of salvation of some kind that is perverse salvation. Something that substitutes for reality, which is a lie. But since so many people are addicted to the delusion of worth, because it's the only worth they can have is delusion, the lie of love, then you will have eventually elect someone who is a better liar than your friends, a better liar than your lover, a better liar than someone who elect a great power to solve the problems of your miserable existence and your sickness and your diseases and your mental disorders and your family problems and your lack of money. And there you are. It's if you're looking at the whole world, it's falling apart. America the Beautiful is no longer beautiful. I'm ashamed of what you have become. Because I started out saying it to you, said you were born, and when I came to this country, yes, it was still happening that people hurt their children and pushed them off of bridges and smothered them. And if they didn't kill them, they crippled them so they couldn't grow up properly or became a slave to the parent or slave to other people, from which hand they are passed from one to another. And you're sitting there, and you know what I'm telling you is true, that I said to you, if you can learn to deal with, if you can understand that your anger and judgment and your inability to deal with stress is a sign of your spiritual weakness, and that's something that if it was known, they would hold it from you. If it was known how to overcome stress, if the knowledge was known, then the pharmaceutical would shrink almost to nothing, always be a need for it, and wars would disappear, they would. And diseases would almost fade away, in your life at least, maybe not everybody else's. But if we could get enough people to understand the simplicity of learning how not to overreact to a stress source, whether it's deliberate or accidental, and how to begin by dealing with the effects of it, which is the endless loop of thought in your head. That's where you start. But if you can't get out of the endless loop in your head, you cannot get better. But the only reason why you can't get out is because someone's not showing you which way it is. Where's the path? Inward. Or you can't do it because you don't want to do it. You don't want to find out how to do it because you lose power. All right, we'll be right back. Well, my producer says I think I'm scaring people off. Why would I scare people off? I mean, I'm just telling you the truth. It's all around you, and you see what you are is afraid to look at it. You try to make things normal. That's what you do. If you can't judge it and look down your nose at it, you acquiesce to it. That's it. Or you make it look normal. You normalize everything. Ah, it's not important. Or you can have a comedian make a joke out of it, and you can laugh at it. It isn't funny. But if you can laugh at it, it relieves the pain of dealing with it. Someone spirits away the importance of it. Makes a joke. I know I could name a few people, but I won't. But I don't know how many people. They said narrow is the way, and few of those that find it. So, which one of you are going to go to my website and get a copy of the CD, Coping Strategies? The one the military use, and I do hope that you will support my program so I can give CDs to the military because I'm having difficulty summoning all the money. Would you please? Thank you. FHU.com is the website. You can get them off. You can get Be Still and Know on Amazon if you're too timid to go to my website. It won't bite you, but it's not meant to scare you. It's meant to scare the thing inside you. See, if you're afraid of what I'm saying, it's not you. There is no you. The good you will love me. Bad you will hate me, will be frightened of me. That's not you. What's frightened of me is not you, don't you see? In other words, you may not like this, but you're possessed. And it's not just a psychological disorder. It's deeper than that. Much deeper than that. So, if you'd like to call my office, we talk to real people. 800-877-3227. Aside from that, because I started my program with science, I think perhaps you might like to get your mind straight on, well, the first part of gravity-driven universe is for physicists, but if you tinker around in your garage, you might build a spaceship or something, or get energy from gravity once you understand how it works. And I spent about 25 years working on this. And then the second part of the book is for the philosophy of, well, you know, why does the universe expand and accelerate? Because there's an accelerating source. As I try to explain to you, it's not a Big Bang, couldn't possibly be.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
This is Advice Line program number K6715. That's K6715. To order a copy of this program or to order additional materials, please call the FHU office at 1-800-877-3227 from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time.
Okay, good. This is a good call. I wish to avenge myself against the one who rules above, Karl Marx, father of communism. If you look around Obama in the White House, you'll see Marxists. Maoists is even worse. And I could say a lot of things about that, but it's not a political program. You fools, you know, so easily fooled. A pretty face, charming personality. It is said that the devil is a gentleman. Okay, we're now going to take our calls. Jared in California. Hello, Jared.
Hello, Roy. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, great. I'm not sure if you remember, but you and I had spoken several times over the last couple of months and regarding my wife wanting to leave me.
Oh, I remember. I remember. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah.
Still hanging in there. Actually, the last few weeks had been going rather well. Once I had reached the point where I was able to kind of pull away from my wife quite a bit.
Disentangle your wife.
Yeah, that would be a good, you know, because it wasn't, you know, I could still sell, you know, not 100%, but I was able to start pulling away and seeing, you know, the strings that were connecting us, the bad connections there.
Your own weakness and your response to her unreasonableness.
Yes, absolutely. And so as I was letting those things go, I was actually watching her start to kind of soften and relax and start acting like a wife and
Yeah, you're very fortunate to have one like that. Most of them will react as though try harder to bring you down.
Well, here's the situation. I'll try to make a long story very short. Regardless, things were actually going where I could see the woman that I originally married starting to come back.
That's good.
And then this last weekend, she bailed on me and on a lot of commitments, and I took the kids for the weekend. I said, you know what, you stay home and take care of your stuff. When I came back, there was a very heavy energy in the room, and me and her, no arguments or anything happened, but there was a tension, and one of my children ended up doing something. One of my young daughters ended up doing something, throwing food from her sister onto the floor, something very, you know, just little rotten thing.
Yeah.
And I lost my temper and blew up at my daughter.
Ah, but she was feeling, children feel the energy much more sensitive and get the message.
Yeah.
And that was hate energy coming from your wife.
Yeah.
Judgment. She was judging you for something, but she wasn't going to tell you. She was enjoying the judgment so much.
Yeah. And so
but you, that's a very serious mistake.
I know. I And so
you'll pay dearly for that.
Yeah, I am now. And so, you know, it's now she ended up, you know, she comes after me then, asks me to leave the house, ends up locking me out of the house.
There you go.
And now I don't know where things are at. I mean, I'm back in the house and I'm just, you know.
Let me tell you what to do. You do not want to accelerate this. You do not want to accelerate it. You need to quietly talk to your daughter and say, you know what? And you have a nice quiet talk with her. Say that was the energy in the house and that you sensed it. I did. But you influence you, and I'm sorry I flew at you, but you sense mommy was angry. And I did too. And that's what affected you. It's not your fault. I love you. And I leave it at that. Now, do not address this. You just act like nothing happened, but just be like steel, gentle steel.
Okay.
Gentle steel, polished steel. You know, distant, quiet, but towards your children, that gentle steel will be strength.
Yes.
But to her, it will be an offense.
Uh-huh.
And then she will find herself, now she will come at you.
Mm-hmm.
But this time, you will not flinch. Let's say you're reading the paper,
uh-huh,
and she pulls the paper in your hand and throws it on the floor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you pick up the paper and you start reading it. And then she takes the paper out and takes it and throws it on the floor. You pick up the paper and start reading it again. Then she takes it again. And after a while, she walks away. She walks away. You've conquered her.
Mm-hmm.
You do that with a dog. The dog whisperer will tell you the same thing.
Yeah.
You walk through a hot punch pack of dogs, you don't look at them. You just walk past them as if it didn't exist.
Yeah.
You have to deal with her as she didn't exist. So that...
And that's... Yeah.
Yeah, but if you deal with that as she did exist, you do so because she's got your attention, and then she's got you.
And you know what? That's what my immediate, and thank God, you know, for everything that, you know, from listening to you and for over the years here, what my initial reaction was.
I got to run. You want to hold on?
Yeah, I'll hold on.
Yeah, no, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to learn what I just said to this man, to save your life, to save your wife, to save your family, to save your country, go to my website, FHU.com. Here I am again, and I just want to let you know, have a new book. Actually, it's some of it isn't new exactly. If you want to get a copy of Finding God in Physics, Einstein's Missing Relative, part of this book is that. Except it's been polished up a little bit. It's now called half of the book. The back half is philosophical. And it's that book, Finding God in Physics, Einstein's Missing Relative. And it stood all by itself as a theory, but a philosophy that made you believe in God and the beauty of it and why things were, and explain things sort of pseudo-scientifically, meaning... It wasn't hard science, but I started off with a little bit of simple science, common sense science, that led back to the idea that there wasn't a Big Bang, there's going to be some source behind that energy. And I made a point of what that could be and how wrong they are for giving a Nobel Prize for someone pointing out something that's really idiosyncratic. And but the hard science of this book is really interesting, gravity-driven universe. So in the last 8 or 9 years, I've been finishing off hard science. Okay, but it's not hard science. Both versions for the layperson, philosopher, and for the person who loves physics, they dovetail beautifully. Okay, thank you. Finally got it. The gravity-driven universe. Thank you.